Gordo and Muse in the News had the story of the feral hogs running wild in neighborhoods in Valley Ranch, tearing up the lawns, and that they had hired a wildlife contractor to handle it. And that wildlife contractor joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. We say good morning to Randy Cody. How are you?
Well, how you guys doing? Good to talk to you fellas. I'm up to my ass in alligators running all over creation trying to make a living.
Oh, yeah.
Crews that don't want to work, I tell you. Well, I don't know. I got a few good teams now, really good guys, are great workers, but I got a few crews that all they want to do is sleep in the middle of half-finished projects until they hear that 5 o'clock whistle, and then go home and eat dinner and come back to the job site and steal my wet saw. Tale as old as time. As old as time, you know. You know how it is. You guys know it. Some people want to work, some people don't. But
yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I tell you what you're going to do. I diversified into wildlife contracting. That's why that city of Irvine hired me to get these hogs out of here.
Okay. I didn't know you did that.
Well, I didn't used to do it, but I kind of went into it. You know, you want to protect yourself from any downside, any downturns in the business and whatnot. But, you know what, we've been out here, we've been setting traps, and we put out these cages with copies of Pork and Magazine inside there. That's like an adult magazine for pigs. I didn't even know this existed.
Okay.
Lots of explicit photos of horny pigs, and they'd go in there, you know, doing their thing, and then you slam that door shut on them, then you got to relocate them.
Oh, man.
You know, because damn PETA don't want you shooting them.
Right. Yeah, that's right. One way to do it. Just get up in a helicopter.
Yeah, get up in a helicopter and just, you know, go nom on them. But yeah, you know, trapping only works so well. That's the thing. So I'm really thinking about pulling some of my stonemasons off a commercial job in Highland Village and putting scoped ARs in their hands and send them out there with suppressors and a heart full of revenge.
You know? So you have thousands of these things to get rid of?
Oh, George, you would not believe it. I mean, it's more like 1,000 plus infinity. they're so destructive too. I mean, they're causing all kinds of damage. They done knocked down a 3-2 with a Tasteful Outdoor kitchen space.
Oh,
they
my
knocked
gosh.
It down, all ganged up and knocked it down.
Dang.
They rooted up a story and a half Cape Cod with a connected mother-in-law suite. They are destroying urban Texas. And they broke into a 2,700 square foot ranch with an updated electric and expanded great room perfect for entertaining. And they defecated all over it so bad we had to put in brand new white oak hardwoods.
Oh, man.
Wow. Sure did. Had the enzyme treat the lower sheetrock, too. It was a mess.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It was a mess. These things are sent by the devil, I tell you what.
Yeah,
they're so horny looking for each other, too. They have like 3 litters a year. Do you know that?
That many?
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, they reach sexual maturity real quick, and then they just do it all over again, and they reproduce. You got 2 pigs, and before you know it, you got some kind of porcine Mormon commune out here. 400 pigs, stockpiling weapons, proclaiming sovereign citizenship, whole 9 yards.
They're doing all of that.
All of that, yeah, Craig. I tell you, I heard Craig there. I tell you what, I hate them, and we're going to do what we can to get rid of them, take care of these citizens out here.
Well, how long do you think that'll take?
Oh, if I had my druthers, about 5 years. It's a pretty good gig. I like the contract. I do. I mean, y'all ever had a pig tear up your yard?
No.
Oh, you got to get out there with like 400 squares of St. Augustine every other week just to fix it. And after a couple months, your yard looks like it's some kind of endless chessboard of vegetative death. But they know no bounds. They just have no decency, these pigs.
No.
Why can't they just stay in the river bottoms? They can't. They got to come up in your yard and mess it up. I had one pig chase my best roofer up a cottonwood tree. And then hung out down by the base of the tree and taunted him for 13 hours before he finally left.
Jeez.
They're merciless.
I just had no idea this was a problem in the burbs.
Oh, yeah. The burbs are the worst for pigs. Pigs love the burbs because that's where all the food is. You know, you throw away your trash, they love getting in the trash, rooting around there. They love doing it in the backyard. Your kids look outside, see 2 pigs going at it, getting an early education. It's a mess. But don't tell the city of Irvine, but we're kind of slow rolling the hog capture and eradication just because we're getting so much work on the rebuilds and repairs.
Okay, we won't tell anybody.
Don't tell any of them.
No, we won't.
I got something going on at the Star in Frisco.
What you got?
They got me ripping out McCarthy's office this afternoon.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah, they're turning it back into a regular office.
Oh, what would have made it irregular?
Well, it was built out as an exact replica of his sports barn. That was kind of his idea. He always said it put him in the right headspace, you know, and so there was a whole barn theme, hay bales, farm implements, tape watching stations in every horse stall. It was a deal.
Wow.
But
we did all that installation work for him, you know, whatever, 5 years ago, and Mike described it as tack shed chic. That's what he tried to call it. And he had a saying, you provide the decor, I provide the barn smells. So we got all that demo work we got to get through. And of course, you're fighting the pigs. Got to fight the pigs.
Yeah, fight them pigs.
Well, you got a lot going on.
We do got a lot going on. And, hey, I'm going to get up there here pretty soon and build out Jub-Jub's his truck, you know, he's going to get, since he's having to take that long road trip, I'm putting a little sleeper cab in the back of his truck.
That'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to really enjoy this, George. We got a lot of good ideas. A lot of Danish designs that we're going to do. On
Danish?
Danish designs. Yeah, look into it. It's really beautiful woodwork.
Okay.
Everything. It's going to cost you about $100,000 in trim carpentry, but you're going to like it.
Man, I never approved that.
You're going to like it. Hey, keep a good thought for the victims in the L.A. fires.
That's right.
Indeed.
We're going to make a bundle out there. All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, jeez.
All right,
we'll see you. There goes Randy Cody.